Hello, welcome back to the Padded Room. I'm Maureen, and this is Talking Tech with Wayne, the podcast dedicated to discussing smartphones, smart homes, and all those things in between. This show is a promise of information freely given to all that seek it, and that is a pact between us and all of you. Log into our website and click the Join the Discussion button to, well, join the discussion. While you're there, check out TV show, bookcase, or click the Schedule a Call button if you're interested in exploring how to bring a Tech and Talk discussion group to your local church or community center. We also have a helpline where trained technicians are ready to answer your questions 24/7. And best of all, it's 100% free. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Today we're exploring the realm of video gaming and how it can be made senior friendly. Joining us once again is Wayne Hunter, an expert in senior digital engagement. Welcome back, Wayne.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to discuss how video gaming can be enjoyed by listeners and share tips for making gaming experiences more accessible and enjoyable.
How can listeners incorporate these games into their daily routines?
Users can incorporate educational games into their daily routines in the following way. Set aside time. Dedicate specific time each day or week to engage in educational games such as during quiet moments, afternoons, or evenings. This will help establish a regular routine and habit of learning engaging that fits into your schedule and lifestyle. Mixing and matching. Mix and rotate different types of educational games and activities to keep learning fresh and engaging. For instance, alternate between trivia games, brain training games, language lessons, and problem-solving challenges to stimulate different areas of the brain and maintain interest and motivation. Setting learning goals. Set specific learning goals or objectives for learning game session for each gaming session. For example, mastering new vocabulary words, completing a set of number puzzles, or achieving a high score in a trivia game. This approach will help you focus your attention, measure progress, and track improvements over time to stay motivated and committed to your learning journey. Making it social. Make educational gaming social by inviting friends, family members, or fellow listeners to join you in multiplayer games, team challenges, or friendly competitions. Share knowledge, insights, and strategies and foster social interaction, collaboration, and camaraderie while learning and gaming together. Celebrating achievements. Celebrate achievements, milestones, and breakthroughs in your learning and gaming endeavors. For instance, reaching new levels, mastering difficult challenges, or acquiring new skills. You can reward yourself with small treats, incentives, or self-affirmations to reinforce positive habits and encourage continual learning and growth.
Thank you for those valuable insights. Why are accessibility options in gaming important for listeners and individuals with disabilities?
Accessibility options in gaming are essential for individuals with disabilities and listeners as they ensure equal access to gaming experiences and enable everyone to participate, engage, and enjoy gaming regardless of their age, physical activities, or impairments. These options provide customization, flexibility, and accommodation for diverse needs and preferences such as visual, auditory, motor, or cognitive impairments. They empower players to tailor gaming experience to their unique requirements, ensuring inclusivity, diversity, and equality in gaming.
What are some examples of accessibility options available in gaming?
There are different accessibility options available in gaming to cater to various needs and preferences. Some examples include visual accessibility options like adjustable contrast, brightness, and color settings, customizable user interface elements, scalable text and fonts, high contrast modes, colorblind friendly features, subtitles or chapters for dialogue and audio cues, and visual cues for indicators for gameplay mechanics, objectives, and navigation. Auditory accessibility options include adjustable volume levels, sound effects, and background music, customizable audio settings, subtitles, or captions for spoken dialogue and sound effects, visual clues or indicators for important audio information or alerts, and alternate audio clues or vibrations for feedback to ensure players with hearing impairments or preferences can access and understand audio content effectively. Motor accessibility options include customizable control schemes, remappable buttons or keys, adjustable sensitivity and dead zones for controllers or input devices, one-handed or simplified control options, toggle or hold input options, auto aim or aim assist features, and adaptive difficulty settings to accommodate players with mobility impairments or dexterity limitations and enable smooth and responsive gameplay experiences. Cognitive accessibility options include adjustable difficulty levels, pacing, and complexity settings, clear and concise instructions, tutorials and tooltips, customizable HUD elements and visual clues, simplified user interface layouts, and navigational menus and pause or slow motion features to support players with cognitive impairments or learning disabilities and facilitate understanding, engagement, and enjoyment of gameplay mechanisms and challenges. Assistive technologies such as eye tracking devices, head tracking systems, voice commands, switch controllers, and adaptive peripherals can be integrated with gaming platforms and software to provide alternate input methods and interaction modalities for players with severe physical disabilities and mobility limitations, enabling independent and immersive gaming experiences tailored to individuals' needs and abilities.
Those are fantastic examples of accessibility options that can make gaming more inclusive. How can listeners and individuals with disabilities advocate for improved accessibility in gaming?
Gamers with disabilities and advocates can raise awareness for improved accessibility in gaming by educating gaming developers, publishers, and communities about the importance of accessibility in gaming, the needs and challenges faced by disabled gamers, and the benefits of inclusive design and practices for fostering diversity, equality, and inclusivity in the gaming industry. They can also provide constructive feedback, suggestions, and requests for accessibility features and improvements directly to gaming developers, publishers, or platform holders. They can do this through official channels, forums, social media, or accessibility feedback forms. Additionally, supporting and promoting accessibility initiatives, campaigns, and organizations within gaming communities, such as Able Gamers, Special Effects, or the Accessibility Game Lines Working Group can be helpful. Disabled gamers and advocates can also celebrate and showcase inclusive games and developers that prioritize accessibility and diversity in their designs, such as The Last of Us Part II, Celeste, or Sea of Thieves. They can share these positive experiences, success stories, and testimonials to demonstrate the impact and value of accessibility in gaming and inspire others to embrace inclusivity, practices, and principles. Finally, collaborating and networking with other disabled gamers, advocates, and allies within the gaming community can promote accessibility, representation, and empowerment in gaming and technology for all.
Thank you for those valuable insights. As with all of the information we share here, flex your Google search muscles, log into our website, or call our helpline. That number is 215-406-HELP. That's 215-406-4357. Well, I see that's all the time we have for today. It has been our pleasure to be here, and we look forward to the next time we can do it again. I wish you all a farewell. Talking Tech with Wayne podcast was produced by Grey Geek Productions, hosted by Mohun Sunshine and Wayne Hunter. Music was Transpasser Blue Jazz by Stefan Kartenberg.